The thought of the shadow of the cross falling upon our lives is a powerful image, one that has captured the imagination of artists and poets for centuries. And as much as we would like to move quickly on to the rejoicing and alleluias, we have to remember that there would be no light of resurrection without the shadow of the cross. One of our best-loved hymns about the cross calls it the shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land. And then the hymn writer says, as we all must, and as we will do now, I take, O cross, thy shadow for my abiding place.